At around 8 o'clock local time Monday, a small bomb exploded just outside of a bus station in Nairobi's River Road area as passengers were boarding a bus bound for Kampala, Uganda. The blast shattered the windows on one side of a large passenger bus parked near the side of the road. Even after the injured had been removed from the scene, broken glass, shoes, and pools of blood in the middle of the street offered evidence of the destruction. At a press conference Tuesday in Nairobi, police spokesman Eric Kiraithe explained how the bomb was detonated during a routine security check.
One person carrying a plastic paper bag became extremely nervous during the course of the inspection. In the process, the said passenger dropped the paper bag on the ground, and immediately thereafter, there was a loud explosion. The explosion injured the said passenger, other passengers, and passersby.
According to Kiraithe, the suspect injured in the blast later died after being taken to a nearby hospital. Another 41 people were injured in the blast. The suspect has been identified as Albert John Olanda, who entered Kenya from Tanzania on October 23rd. At the time of the blast, he was found carrying only a passport and a notebook containing several mobile phone numbers. A second suspect has been taken into custody by police after being arrested in Nairobi's Kibera slum. Kiraithe said he was being interrogated for any further information on the blast. This is the second attack which has occurred in Nairobi in the month of December. Three Kenyan police officers were killed in two separate grenade attacks on December 3rd in Nairobi's Eastleigh neighborhood. While no connection has yet been established between the two, Kiraithe revealed the Russian-made grenade, which exploded last night, was similar to those used in early December. The Kenyan government has reportedly reached out to the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation for help in probing the attacks. Albert Olanda was en route to the Ugandan capital, which officials believe was the intended site of the attack. Kampala was also the site of twin suicide blasts in July, which killed 74. Responsibility for the attack was claimed by Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab. Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed the act was in retaliation for Ugandan peacekeeping troops in Mogadishu. It is not yet known whether the Nairobi explosions are the work of Al-Shabaab, but Kiraithe said the security services were concerned with the increasing number of Somalis and Ethiopians illegally entering the country. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.